Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We got some hot Cowboys trade rumors coming up at 3 o'clock. It's time now for a college football darty. Here's the Chief.
Yeah, it was a big-time college football weekend. Lots of shakeup in the top 25. Let's do this thing.
Looky here. Mr. Cold Turkey put a mini booze bottle in his headset.
I've never filmed any of you guys when you're using the bathroom, so I don't know what faces you make when you're doing that.
Special teams, fucking joke.
I want them never to say our name again!
Well, I don't get that rain man cold.
Don't get me started, love. I've had too much stress.
Man, Billy Napier gets the win at Florida. He gets booed off the field, okay, from a win. Like the least satisfying win in sports history. And he loses his job Sunday morning as he's walking out of church.
So, like, is that they finally got enough money together to actually fire him with and execute the buyout? Because it is weird that they waited till now after he actually won a game pull the trigger.
We had the reports late last week that was basically their plan.
Yeah.
I guess like by Wednesday or Thursday, they felt good about the decision. They had the dollars where they needed to be.
We got it.
And they're
done.
Like, well, we can't just fire him now a couple hours before the game, a couple days before the game. We'll just let him play this one out. We'll probably lose. Oh, crap, we won. And our fan base still hates him, and they just boo him right out of the stadium. So congratulations to Billy Napier. He's the latest to get paid a fat bag to not have to really do anything.
Do you have his numbers yet on that?
What is the buyout number on that?
Sorry to be nasty.
It was like a 50-something. Give me 53 as a guess. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong.
I got you.
But, yeah, now in the top 25, I mean, you had plenty of teams taking L's.
$19.38 million, 50% of which must be paid out within the next 30 days. He made $7.4 million annually as part of the original contract.
So they owe him how much? They owe him $9
million? $19.38 million, and they got to pay at least half of that within the next month.
So they're going to say...
Oh, man. How about that? Well, it's close. 53. So Ohio State.
You must be thinking about my coach.
I'm probably thinking about
I think that's
Brian
a foul
Kelly because
yeah,
I keep seeing him trending because LSU wants him gone.
Yep.
But that's going to cost a pretty penny.
Yep.
It started with Miami, who was number two in the country on Friday night. Just Carson Beck, interception, 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 interception.
He is who we thought he was.
And he takes the L. It's pretty awesome the way Carson Beck sucked so bad on Friday night, and then Gunnar Stockton for Georgia versus Ole Miss was nails.
I heard they're calling him Gunna now.
Is that right? Well, that was a fun game. That was a really, really fun game.
Back and forth.
So you have the Buckeyes at one, Indiana, who keeps getting it done, crushing Michigan State at two. The Aggies are third in the country. They escape a nail biter versus the Arkansas Razorbacks.
Mm-hmm. That game's always crazy.
Yeah.
Like, every year. And now I like that they're actually doing it home and home instead of the neutral site at AT&T. I think that's good for both programs. But, man, you know that if whoever is the underdog is going to cover that game somehow, some way. And Arkansas will lose. So Arkansas was, I thought, the bet of the weekend to cover. They did. And then, of course, 3 points. I mean, that back and forth like that plus Ole Miss and Georgia like incredible SEC football.
Oh, it was awesome. Yeah, you have Alabama at 4. They continue to get it done at a high level. They tear up Tennessee. How about that?
So you got
99 yard pick six right before halftime.
Two Big Ten teams, 1-2, and then two SEC teams, 3-4, right?
Yeah, and 5 because you got Georgia at 5 now. After their win over Ole Miss, you still got Oregon at 6. Georgia Tech, the least talked about top 10 team that I can remember.
Shout out to Haynes King and Longview company. Lobo.
Undefeated, controlling their own destiny in the ACC. I mean, there's now a chance that the Miami Hurricanes don't even make the ACC title game.
True.
Because you have Georgia Tech and you have Virginia. And even SMU.
Virginia's very sneaky football team right now, the way they're playing.
Yeah, they're playing good ball.
They are.
Ole Miss at 8, Miami at 9, and then Vandy at 10 after handling business versus Broadus's LSU Tigers. Babe. Do you just hate Diego Pavia now?
Oh,
just,
no.
He's hitting the Heisman on you. He's running all over your defense.
That was going to be a problem. Knew that going in. That was going to be a problem. It's a very undisciplined defense, the way they play at times. You can expose them. They lack toughness in a lot of areas. Yeah, that was going to be a difficult game to go win.
Well, and it proved to be true.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW. Code FIT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
True. Yep. And now you have Vandy sitting at 10. What happened to Texas Tech, man? What happened to your Red Raiders, Walchuk?
Yeah, they got off to a poor start, and then bless their hearts, man. They roll on back. They get the lead in the fourth quarter. And then Sam Levitt, and Arizona State is legit. I mean, they've lost a couple of games because Sam Levitt's been hurt, but a tremendous drive to go win the game late in the fourth quarter for ASU with 34 seconds left. They get the game-winning touchdown, win it 26-22. I think that'll be the only loss for Tech this year, and so they'll still be in the Big 12 title game. But that was one that I know Arizona State had circled because they lost in Lubbock the year before. So Tech's still controlling their own destiny. But certainly I know my brother-in-law, Ben, he had a bachelor party weekend, and that ruined the whole damn weekend for him.
That is miserable. Well, they have the backup quarterback in, Will Hammond.
Yeah, and Baron Moore's still day-to-day. And I'm a big Will Hammond fan, and he got off to a rough start.
He felt like he was the better of the quarterbacks.
Yeah, I think he will be. But maybe that was a game where, like, the veteran guy in Morton, you're going on the road, hostile environment. Even though against Utah, when Morton got hurt, Hammond came in and looked great. But Hammond, he got better as the game went along, but he did have a very costly interception for Tech.
So did you guys see Lane Kiffin doing the Kirby Smart trolling with the timeout?
I did not.
And then he like tells the referee, he's like, no, I was just clapping.
Oh, yes, I did see that. Hilarious.
Yeah,
Lane couldn't contain himself.
Was it real?
Lane Kiffin is probably my favorite coach in college football. But we do need to get to Kurt Cignetti, who is the cliche king, apparently. So Indiana continues to roll, number 2 in the country. They're dominating in so many areas when you just look at some of the metrics. And this was him after the game. You'll hear a ding for every time he uses a cliche.
In your preparation, what needs to be the priority against Michigan State?
Execute. It's always about execution. And play fast, physical, have energy, mental intensity, one play at a time. Fast, physical, relentless, smart, disciplined, poised, not affected by success or failure. Never, ever satisfied. On to the next play.
The sayings. Thanks, Coach.
It was just 20 seconds of let me just belch out a bunch of cliches here. But it worked because they went ahead and handled business versus the Spartans. But yeah, they're number one. Like when you look at offensive success rate and like explosive plays and stuff, they're number one. Like they are up there, dude. And it's funny to look at those graphics and see the Texas Longhorns down in the sewage of the sport offensively.
Yeah.
Like points per drive.
They can't block.
Success rate. They're in the Wisconsin, Oklahoma State, Wake Forest, UNC category of offensive football. And Sarkisian is having to defend his play calling and talk about why he's going to maintain being the play caller for them, even though things look so bad. They barely beat Kentucky. It was just an uninspiring win. And the offense is honestly just not fun to watch.
No, and it's frustrating, I think, that he's so loyal to some of his guys. You know, he showed it last year with Quinn Ewers. I think here in a couple of weeks, if you manage to skate by and not lose ahead, I think you get a bye week and then Georgia. I think you got to look at opening up the quarterback competition. It's that bad. I got to know if another player can make more out of a compromised offensive line or a poor performing offensive line.
For the first time in college football Darty history, we referenced Division III football because there was an absolute maniacal performance. Curry College. They have a running back, Monty Quinn. He made history on Saturday versus Nichols College, set an NCAA record across all divisions for rushing yards in a single game. 522 yards rushing, seven touchdowns on 20 carries.
522 yards on 20 carries.
Yes.
Did he have like a 90-something yard run multiple times? Like, that is insane.
He averaged 26.1 yards per carry.
Holy crap.
And yes, he had eight rushes of over 25 yards, including touchdown runs of 85 yards, 84 yards, 76 yards, 64 yards, 58 yards, and 30 yards. His other touchdown was a two-yard run that was set up by one of his own 43-yard runs two plays earlier.
That is incredible.
An all-time performance for Monty Quinn. The All-American ran for an NCAA record 522 yards.
Could be telling that story for 50 years, dude. What a play. What a game.
Unbelievable.
Thank you, Chief. There it is, a college football Darty in the books. It's time for hour number two. We got some trade chatter coming out of the weekend. Get you caught up on all your Cowboys news. On a victory Monday here, it's the G-Bag Nation on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate, With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.